It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You can experience all things Wilkinsburg this weekend at Link on Penn. This is a community event celebrating the good news coming out of that borough, that neighborhood. You can grab a passport to Wilkinsburg, which we'll talk about a little bit later. And we're going to hear about the idea behind Link on Penn from our next guests, Wilkinsburg Council Vice President Marita Garrett. Marita Garrett, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
And Tim Murdoch, Steering Committee Member for the Leadership Development Initiative. Tim Murdoch, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Explain what this Link on Penn idea is all about.
Tim. So Link on Penn is a partnership with the Wilkinsburg community, which we have gotten to see so many great things coming out of the community, just community members and organizations working with one another to really wrap their hands around the community and give a number of community members opportunities. But also, we're looking to challenge perceptions of some outlying communities as well. So inviting everyone from the city to come in and see everything great going on in Wilkinsburg.
Who thought of this? Marita.
I can't take credit for the idea, but Leadership Development, part of their pop-up.
I'm going to ask you to just move a little closer to that. Move that microphone. There you go. Right there.
Good? Oh, okay.
Yes. We want to make sure we hear you.
Okay, right. Loud and clear. So Leadership Development, part of their pop-up Pittsburgh project, it started, or I was approached about it, probably around October, September of last year, where they started reaching out to people in the community, hosting dinners for this cohort. So all different council people, pastors, churches, CDC, organizations in Wilkinsburg hosted about 7-8 participants of this leadership development cohort in our homes. And I thought it was just really nice. You know, we're not meeting in a boardroom or council chambers. It's just a nice informal zone and get to talk about, you know, my experiences being a business owner, living in Wilkinsburg, and also being an elected official in Wilkinsburg, and them getting to meet the community. So that's where it started. Then, you know, just gave them some feedback into what are some of the programs or projects that we would like to see in Wilkinsburg, or what are some things to get the community out. And they partnered, in addition with Wilkinsburg Borough and the Community Development Corporation, but with the Sanctuary Project, which has been just a great community organization and resource in Wilkinsburg, to hold this Link on Penn. And, you know, that link is just bridging everyone together, bridging community members and also with other communities to come in and see, you know, that Wilkinsburg is good all over.
Of course, a lot of people are, when they hear Wilkinsburg, they think of certainly the most recent tragedy there, mm-hmm. the killings of five people. What is the mood like in Wilkinsburg these days, and how will this help to lift people up out of the despair that many people in that community must be feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it was tragic. It hurts. We're still healing from that. But one thing about Wilkinsburg is we are a resilient community. So, you know, in times as we go through transitions, we pick ourselves back up and we have to keep moving forward. And we have to keep moving forward even more in, you know, with the tragedy that happened, to make sure that it is a safe place for all, which it still is. I mean, I still, you know, don't mind. I still walk my dogs late at night, still go to areas that maybe some people may not feel are safe, you know, coming from Wilkinsburg in. But that tragedy, or as I really call it, like it was a massacre that happened. And we have to learn from that and build forward and move forward as a community.
How much are you fighting perception here? You say, hey, I'm safe. I go out. I walk my dogs late at night. No problem for me. But there's this idea, you know, that people have of Wilkinsburg being unsafe. And I'm wondering how tough it is to bring people in when in reality a lot of people try to avoid going there or drive through it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think with a lot of things, trying to change perception is hard. But when you're passionate and you actually live in the community, and again, going back to us being a resilient community and community members love our neighborhoods. We love our places. We feel safe in that. So inviting people out, I mean, you can't always run away from a neighborhood that you think is bad. I mean, it's Pittsburgh. It's a city region of neighborhoods. And, you know, you have to go through Wilkinsburg to get to the bus stations. We have two bus stations. We're right off the parkway. You got to come visit us sometime. You might as well visit us tomorrow.
And what you're saying is don't come to conclusions about us until you at least stop and check us out.
Exactly. Check us out. Support our local businesses. We have great we actually are kind of like a foodie place. We have Nancy's East End Diner. We have Salvatore's Pizza House, Biddle's Escape, Fireside Caribbean Restaurant. But stop, get to know the business owners and the residents, and that perception, I believe, would change.
I'm sold.
All right, well, there we go.
Tim Murdock, explain Passport to Wilkinsburg.
So Passport to Wilkinsburg is great. We reached out to a number companies in Wilkinsburg and see who is interested. So it's really going to introduce a number of people to the businesses in Wilkinsburg and also give the opportunity for maybe somebody in Wilkinsburg to try something new. It's just highlighted a number of areas, have some coupons, and just may try something new, but also from outside the community to come back multiple times. That's sort of the goal, is to just say, hey, I want to try all these places, not just one of them.
So just a way of encouraging people to, you know, to not just make it a one-stop visit. But
very, very true.
Well, it's called Link on Penn, and it's happening in Wilkinsburg this weekend, a community event to talk about the positive things in Wilkinsburg that you and your family can experience. I want to thank both of our guests, Wilkinsburg Council Vice President Marita Garrett and Tim Murdock, Steering Committee Member for the Leadership Development Initiative. Thanks to both of you for being here, and good luck with the event.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. On Monday, an interview with Congressman John Lewis, the legendary leader of the civil rights movement. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.